Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 98. Apple announces all new iPad Air with advanced A14 Bionic chip. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. I am your host, John Scudder, from Alaska's largest city, Anchorage, which extends from the tidal water shores of Cook Inlet to the snow-capped Chugach Mountains. We've got lots to cover, so let's go to the show. Apple announced its most powerful iPad Air ever, featuring a new all-screen design with larger 10.9-inch display, new 12-megapixel rear camera, next-generation Touch ID sensor, and more. We will be discussing the new iPad and the available attachments. Apple calls this iPad its most powerful, versatile, and colorful iPad Air ever. Available now for pre-order, customers can order this all-new iPad Air with availability beginning Friday, October 23rd. I picked this for the podcast as this iPad Air offers some great features worthy of discussing in this podcast. Offered in five gorgeous finishes, iPad Air features an all-screen design with a larger 10.9-inch liquid retina display, camera, and audio upgrades, a new integrated Touch ID sensor, and the powerful A14 Bionic for a massive boost in performance, making this by far the most powerful and capable iPad Air ever made. Let's start by what caught my eye first. With the all-new screen design and new colorful finishes, I put pictures of these new colors on the Mac Minutes website at macminutes.blubrry.net. iPad Air features a completely new thin and light design in five gorgeous finishes: silver, space gray, rose gold, green, and sky blue. The new all-screen design brings a larger 10.9-inch liquid retina display for a stunning visual experience with 3.8 million pixels and advanced technologies including full lamination, P3 wide color support, True Tone, and anti-reflective coating. To allow the display to extend on all sides, a next-generation Touch ID sensor is integrated into the top button, providing the same fast, easy, and secure way to unlock iPad Air, log into apps, or use Apple Pay. This next feature was the second to catch my eye. An iPad Air compatible with Magic Keyboard and its floating design with built-in trackpad, the Smart Keyboard Folio, and new Smart Folio covers, as well as the Apple Pencil for the second generation, which attaches magnetically to the side of the iPad for easy pairing, charging, and storing. This iPad is incredibly versatile. These features were normally reserved for the iPad Pro. Now I can get an iPad with a trackpad at a decent price that can handle most of the work which I need to accomplish. Speaking about power of this device, it's worth talking about the power of the A14 Bionic chipset. iPad Air delivers a massive boost in performance with Apple's most advanced chip ever made, A14 Bionic. Handling even the most demanding apps, A14 Bionic makes iPad Air even better for editing 4K video, creating gorgeous works of art, playing immersive games, and more. Using breakthrough 5-nanometer process technology, A14 Bionic is packed with 11.8 billion transistors for increased performance and power efficiency in every part of the chip. This latest A-series chip features a 6-core design for a 40% boost in CPU performance and a new 4-core graphics architecture for a 30% improvement in graphics. To deliver breakthrough machine learning capabilities, A14 Bionic includes a new 16-core neural engine that is twice as fast and capable of performing up to 11 trillion operations per second, taking machine learning apps to a whole new level. A14 Bionic also includes second-generation machine learning accelerators in the CPU for 10 times faster machine learning calculations. This combination of the new neural engine, CPU machine learning accelerators, and the high-performance GPU enables powerful on-device experiences for image recognition, natural language learning, analyzing motion, and more. There are also more upgrades in the Air. iPad Air includes a 7-megapixel front-facing FaceTime HD camera and now features the same 12-megapixel rear camera used in iPad Pro for higher resolution photos and 4K video capture. The new design of iPad Air features stereo speakers in landscape mode, elevating the audio experience so users can enjoy wider stereo sound while watching video. A USB-C port comes to iPad Air for up to 10 gigabits data transfer, which is 10 times faster for connecting to cameras, hard drives, and external monitors up to 4K. With Wi-Fi 6 performance and 60% faster LTE connectivity, along with the A14 Bionic, this is by far the most powerful iPad Air ever. iPad OS also brings more possibilities. The new iPad Air ships with iPad OS 14, which brings new features and designs that can take advantage of the unique capabilities of iPad, such as its multi-touch display and versatile accessories. iPad OS 14 further integrates Apple Pencil into the iPad experience for better note-taking capabilities and new ways to work with handwritten notes. When taking notes on iPad, Smart Selection uses on-device machine learning to distinguish handwriting from drawings, so handwritten text can easily be selected, cut, and pasted into another document as typed text using the same familiar gestures. Shape recognition also allows users to draw shapes that are made geometrically perfect and snap right into place when adding diagrams and illustrations in notes. Data detectors work seamlessly with handwritten text, recognizing phone numbers, dates, addresses, and links, making it easy for users to perform actions like tapping a handwritten number to make a call. iPad OS 14 also brings Scribble to iPad, allowing Apple Pencil users to handwrite directly in any text field, making actions like replying to a quick iMessage or searching in Safari fast and easy, all without ever needing to put Apple Pencil away. Scribble uses on-device machine learning to convert handwriting into typed text in real time, so writing is always kept private and secure. iPad OS 14 makes the iPad experience even more distinctive and powerful in other ways, including new compact designs for incoming FaceTime and phone calls, Siri interactions, and search to help users stay focused on the task at hand. Next is a universal search to quickly find practically anything, from locating and launching apps to accessing contacts, files, and information, to getting answers to common questions about people or places. Next is new sidebars for many apps, including photos and files, and streamlined toolbars that consolidate controls into a single place, making them more useful than ever. And finally, beautifully redesigned widgets that present timely information at a glance, right on the home screen. iPad Air joins the powerful iPad Pro, 8th generation iPad, and iPad Mini. Let's talk about price. The new iPad Air starts at $599 US, which is 64 gigabytes. To jump to 256 gigabytes, it's $749. 64 gigabytes isn't enough. 128 gigabytes, I believe, should be the starting point. If you get AppleCare, a keyboard, and pencil, you are still under 1,000, and I believe you're getting a super machine with this new iPad Air. I think a good website Apple offers to compare is at apple.com/iPad/compare. So that covers the new iPad Air announcement from Apple. If you have a question, please reach out to the Mac Minutes at the email address or text the phone number on the Mac Minutes website. You can also leave a note in the comments page at the website. I will then answer them in a future episode. Again, that website is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. people can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and there's other great tech happenings. I hope all of you and your loved ones are well, and I look forward to seeing you at our next podcast. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for this week. Thank you again for listening. And Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and many other of your favorite podcatcher platforms. Take care of yourself during the upcoming week and look forward to seeing you on the next Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe and stay well.